morning, everybody. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided with respect to the Home News Tribune to publish the same, as well as posted to the Middlesex County Board of Elections website and the Piscataway Township Municipal webpage. This announcement must be entered into the minutes of the meeting. And for those listening to the meeting today, please be aware that all ward commission meetings are recorded via audio. Roll call, Maria.
Ward Commissioner Engel.
Here.
Ward Commissioner Frankel.
Present.
Ward Commissioner Cedar.
Here.
Ward Commissioner Katz. Ward Commissioner Moskowitz.
Present.
Ward Commissioner Jallo.
Here.
Ward Commissioner Benjavenga.
Here.
Adoption of the minutes. A motion to adopt the minutes of January 11th, Ward Commission meeting.
So move.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Ward Commissioner Engel.
Yes, to adopt.
Ward Commissioner Frankel. Ward Commissioner Frankel.
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes,
now I can.
Yes, we can hear you.
Ward Commissioner Cedar.
Yes.
Okay.
Ward Commissioner Moskowitz?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Jallo?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Benjavenga?
Yes.
The purpose of the meeting would be to vote on a plan to establish congressional districts in New Jersey that will be in effect for the next 10 years. Members of the public may view the proceedings via the Board of Elections homepage listed. So we can proceed.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Is it okay with you to make a motion right now?
Yes.
Make a motion that, okay, I would like to make a motion that we would adopt scenario 3 in the plans that have been given to us by Remington Vernick. Scenario 3 is compliant, has some...
I lost you now. I'll second that. Lost sound.
That's my motion.
Roll call, Maria.
Ward Commissioner Engel.
We have any discussion? Commissioners? All right, let's proceed with the vote.
Ward Commissioner Engel?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Frankel? Ward Commissioner Frankel?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, now I can. Ward Commissioner Cedar.
Yes.
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Moskowitz.
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Jallo.
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Benjavenga.
Yes.
Motion is carried. Any commissioner comments at this time?
Madam Chair, I was wondering if our representative from Remington Vernick could put that scenario 3 map up on the up edge.
Sure, that's a good idea.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nick, I will stop sharing my screen, and then you can share the board 3. The scenario 3 map.
Perfect. So,
okay, can everybody see the screen?
Yes,
Nick.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. So I'm going to zoom out a little bit. I'm just going to give a brief. Here's the chart with the numbers as would be in alternate scenario 3. They are all compliant, and they are actually, pretty evenly spread, minus Ward 1 is still a little low, but it is compliant. And Ward 4 is a little high, but again, all numbers are compliant under this scenario, as indicated by Commissioner Frankel. And to make it a little easier to see, we actually were advised to kind of give it a shading for each ward. And I hope that this makes it a little easier to understand and see the differences. So Ward 1 would be this piece up here. New Ward 1 would be this green piece up here, following the border where my cursor's kind of running. New Ward 2 would kind of be in the central piece, central west, and would run along and kind of follow some district lines, some roadways, and kind of get down into here, and then shoot all the way back up River Road to where the end of District 10 is. Ward 3 will be this red piece, I guess we could call that red.
Orange, red,
yeah, I don't know. Apparently I'm colorblind. So then we would start up here, we would shoot down and kind of follow the border of where Ward 2 is, the new Ward 2. And then Ward 3 would also border Ward 4 right in here. Shoot down here, come across, and down in here. And then Ward 4 would be the remainder, and this purplish piece shooting up and following and actually making its way all the way to border Ward 1 up here, the new Ward 1 and Ward 2 right in here. Again, all numbers are compliant, and I think this is actually a great suggestion, and yeah. And I just want to say real quick, unfortunately, Kevin he really wanted to be on this meeting. Unfortunately, he had a meeting in Ocean County and was unable to, he had an in-person meeting and was unable to jump on the call. So he apologizes.
Nick, this map is so much better to look at on the screen.
Yeah, versus just the orange boundaries. Yep, yep, no problem.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay. Nick, if you could remember that 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make a note.
Any comments on this, on the map? On the wards? There being none, can we move on to the public? Tom, do we have?
Yes, ma'am. We do have members of the public on. So again, for those folks who are on your desktop or laptop, in order to unmute yourself, you would hit the microphone icon at the top right of your screen. If you are on your phone, cell phone, or landline, star 6 would be how you would unmute yourself. I will just go into the section where we have people into the meeting, and ask those that are listed by phone number or by name if they wish to speak, and then I'll start with phone number 732-921-8012. Seeing none, I'll move on to phone number 8565. I'm sorry, moving on to the next phone number is 862-755-6353.
Okay.
This is Marcy Johnson. I have no question at this time.
Great, thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on, Ms. Mosier, do you wish to make a comment?
No questions or comments at this time, thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to the next individual, Dana Corbin. Moving on for Mr. Gene Wilk, and again, just as a reminder, if you're not able to hear, to unmute yourself from your laptop or desktop, you can hit the microphone icon at the top right of your screen, or if you're on your phone, you could hit star six. Moving on, Mr. Ken Simmons.
No comment.
Great, thank you. And then lastly, William Makita.
Just to thank you, no questions or comments.
Okay, ma'am, that chair, and again, for let me just, if there's anyone else in the public that that I did not call upon and you wish to make a public comment, please feel free to identify yourself now and do so. Okay, seeing none, Madam Chairwoman, the public comment section has ended.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Let's move along. I guess we can adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
And a roll call.
Board Commissioner Engel.
Yes, to adjourn.
Board Commissioner Frankel.
Yes.
Board Commissioner Cedar.
Yes.
Board Commissioner Moskowitz.
Yes.
Board Commissioner Jallo.
Yes.
Board Commissioner Benjavenga.
Madam, the meeting has been adjourned, and I'll end the meeting from my end.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.